Sometimes don't you just need a quick moment of inspiration? Or maybe you just need a moment of caffeinated contemplation to reflect on life? That's the idea behind my weekly Coffee with Nicoa espresso shots. I'll be sharing short jolts of inspiration in each clip in addition to my longer Coffee with Nicoa interview episodes. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you. Hey everybody, it's Nicoa and this is your weekly espresso shot. I'm just dropping in here to remind you to take your time. Take your time. You know, I noticed somebody, well, my mother for one, but I also noticed somebody in line the other day apologizing to me because they were trying to get a credit card to work or something was going on with their purchase and it was taking time, right? And she kept apologizing. I said, hey, take your time. Because it's her time. And the reason that people say, oh, I'm so sorry. The reason they do it is because they're insecure. They don't want to be judged. There's something in their belief system that says, I'm not enough. I'm not worthy of this space I'm in right now, nor am I worthy to take my time. Sometimes people are raised to always be apologetic and deferent in the way in which they interact with people around them. But I invite you to not be apologetic. And instead of apologizing, perhaps say, thank you so much for waiting. And then give your statement. Or don't. You don't even have to say thank you. People are grown. They can leave the line and go get in another line if they want to. You know, taking your time can show up in another way too. Now, I'm not talking about when the light is yellow and you're walking extra slow across the light, you know, across the intersection. Don't take your time there. That's annoying. But do take your time as you go about your day. And when I mean go about your day, I mean standing up to walk to the restroom, going outside to get the mail, walking downstairs to get some water, getting in your car, getting out of your car, and walking into your appointment. You would be surprised how equivalent the hurrying is to your time frames of getting somewhere. My point is, just because you run doesn't mean you're going to get into the doctor's appointment, you know, any sooner, right? Even if you're late, right? You're still probably the same amount of time until they call you back. So there's really no reason to exert unnecessary energy throughout your day hurrying. Not only that, your energy in your body is in a state of stress and harriedness and hurriedness and anxiety. And it's sending those cortisol, you know, shots into your thigh, right? So notice that sometimes your highly sense of urgency is unnecessary. And see how much energy and calm that would create if you just took your time. If you just were present with each step. Take your time. Take your time. And I invite you to journal about that this week. I thank you, everyone, for listening. And here's to a happy spring. Take your time. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an espresso shot or a full-length Coffee with Nicoa interview created just for you.